In a track one situation, regardless who we are, we either go to work or we've all been to school. We get up and we get all dressed up and we wear the right clothes if it's a job, and we wear the right clothes if we go to school because we don't want to be different from our friends. But at the end of the long day, we come home, what do? When we walk in the house, we kick off our shoes, we prop up our feet, we brush our hair back, so it may not be in place, but we lay back. And that's kind of the way it is in families. We kind of relax and slough off. We may even pass gas in front of everybody. Wouldn't do that at school, you know, or certainly not on the job. Man, we lay back at home. And we find out that when we get into track three, we start keeping our outward appearance and maybe even our inward appearance bound, if nothing else. Cast out some spirits. Don't let them work. If we're at church, we're sure not going to, we're going to be real careful we don't let spirits speak out of our mouth because somebody might know we had spirits. But we find that when we go home and in the family situation, spirits get us to lay back. We're home now. It's just us. And we don't watch what's coming out of our mouth, and we find that spirits do get sown out and worked when we're home. Oh yeah, it's just you. It's just my husband. It's just my kids. Or don't really realize, as God has told us all along, that whatever is coming out of our mouth, we're ministering one thing or another. As it says in the Old Testament, that death and life are in the power of the tongue. And there's no time when we should be kicking off our shoes. If we understand that the shoes is that gospel of peace, that word of God that we're to have on all the time, to have shod all the time, there's no time to kick off our shoes, whether it's at home, whether it's around our best buddies, whatever the situation, we're to learn to keep those on all the time. And if we do, then there is a governing factor there for our actions, for the way we react to someone else. Now, that's not to say that it's going to be perfect all the time and that we get it and that's it and we're okay. There's going to be stumbling. But as we see the battles we go through trying to bind those spirits and try to carry it over beyond the church step doorstep or whatever that word is, and out into the world, then we can realize other people go through that battle too. Some other common spirits at work, husband and wife, and with parents and children, is a judging spirit. And haven't we all heard the phrase at some time, you should have known better than that? You know better than that. A lot of times people don't know better. They may have heard the words, but they haven't really gotten to the point where they do know better than that. Whatever is working out of someone else, I should have known better than that. I knew better than that. Again, we get to the self-right, judging spirit, unmerciful, and not thinking really of much more than ourselves because it's making me feel bad because you should have had a handle on that by now. Or I've told you 5 times, whatever child you're talking to, not to do this. You should know better. Well, there'll come a point when they will know better and they'll be accountable, but just because we are told something ourselves 1 time, 2 times didn't mean we know better. Have we ever taken something to discernment more than once? Probably so. Maybe more than once, more than twice or 3 times. And it takes a while till someday along the line it finally germinates in your head and we understand that's what discernment was. It. I get it now. I see how that applies. So it's going to happen all along as we minister to our kids, which is where another point that needs to be made, that sometimes, as we know, the old man, the way that he is identified to us, as we see in our conversation and our thoughts, a lot of I and me and my, and it's the old selfish old man that really is in control of us, and this really applies to parents probably most of all. We've got class to do. Well, I've got to go to discernment and think that the kids can be taken care of. And the kids aren't important. But the fact of the matter is, we as parents are put in a place to have some little ones under our ministry. And maybe we do have class, and we get to have class with other people, but still to keep in mind that any children we have are directly under our ministry, are directly our responsibility. So if there's any one that we need to be responsible for, it is knowing that our children are indeed under our ministry. Who do we spend more time with, if you want to talk about hours and time, than with our own children? Even if we have jobs, it's still our children that we have the most time with. So to look at that as separate or something besides what God wants us to be dealing with is not right, because our children are our ministry, and we can learn that out of our mouth is death and life. We're not responsible for things that happened before we came through and before we had knowledge, but there comes a point when God says, hey, minister to them life now. Now you can make a choice, and now you can make a difference and give them some more seeds, so that at one point along the line they'll have the example of your life, so that they'll have a choice between one and the other.